What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Talking about the Detroit Tigers, Gator, how much do you find yourself scoreboard watching? Are you paying a lot of attention to it? A little bit?
I will tell you that, for a while I've been paying a lot of attention to when Cleveland started winning, the Tigers started losing. I was paying attention to it. But
coincidentally,
yes,
making us all uncomfortable.
But last night was the first time that I started paying attention to the rest of the American League and looking at Toronto. And obviously the Tigers played Houston, but looking at Seattle and seeing the Yankees and all, look at the top teams in the American League to see if the Tigers can clinch one of the top two seeds. And last night was a good night for the Tigers in winning and lots of those teams losing. So it's going to be a nightly thing from here on out.
Yeah.
With all the American League, not just looking at Cleveland in the rear view.
So this is interesting. Evan Woodbury just tweeted out the following. Tiger writer for MLive. The Tigers drew 1,858,295 fans over an 81-game home calendar for 2024. They surpassed that total last night and now have announced crowds of 1,862,703 through 64 games so far, an average of 29,104. This is a hot ticket, and it's kind of awesome. It's kind of awesome that baseball's back. We talked about how weird last year was. In fact, the last 2 years have been strange for two reasons. Last year was strange because nobody really started paying attention. They didn't start capturing people's attention thinking they might actually make the postseason probably until early September.
Yeah.
Well, it was late.
Because this was like around the date that they started to turn things around. And that Minnesota started going in the tank. Yep. So it would have taken a few more weeks from this point where wait a minute, this team can, the voice got really high and you start talking about the possibility of this team making the postseason.
Yep. 1 year ago today, and I'm just looking here at my show sheet. This is so funny. 1 year ago today, we were talking about whatever the Tigers are doing, at least they're doing it with the next generation of position players because they're all here. Torque, Colt Keith, Chase Young, Parker Meadows, Dylan Dingler, Riley Green. 1 year ago today, we pointed out that tonight's lineup features six players aged 24 or younger. And so we weren't even really talking about them competing yet 1 year ago today. We're just talking about, hey, the next group of players.
Right into the future,
here.
Maybe.
Future. I just opened up our show sheet from 1 year ago today, and we weren't even dialed into what was going on, and I would like to say you and I tend to skew how can things work out, and we were probably early adapters last year, and maybe they could compete, but...
The funny thing is when you look at the roster and see what can happen next year, they could get younger. These guys are all going to get a year older, obviously, but Gleyber Torres probably won't be a Tiger next year, and whoever is brought up likely could be a 23 or 24-year-old.
Yeah.
And that's just one position out there. So this is a fun time to be a Tiger fan because it is such a young team, and they are a good team. Back to being the best in the American League. Didn't take long to reclaim that. So hopefully everything is the bumps in the road are past them, and we can look forward to a smoother ride to the last 30-something games and get into the playoffs.
2 years ago today, we were talking about...
2 years ago was not good.
Is Kerry Carpenter the real deal? He's got six home runs in the last nine games. Remember, Eric Haas went 22 home runs, 14 home runs, gone, is what was in the show sheet for 2 years ago today. 2 years later, Kerry Carpenter, he's the real deal.
He is. He just needs to stay healthy, right? I mean, he's clocking a ball. 22 home runs is great, but... If he was playing every day, which is the other thing, he's got to stay in against left-handers now. And if he could, then maybe he can be even, he should be more productive if he can stay in against lefties. But he's got to prove that he can be. But he got to get the opportunity.
Yep. We also talked about 2 years ago today. Would you use another man's razor?
Interesting.
Yeah.
I did shave today on the sides.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good
old,
for you.
Old razor.
And that was the first time in how long?
I usually shave the sides every 7 to 10 days.
Yeah.
Just not a whole lot that goes on there.
You didn't even notice, Doug?
I didn't. I'm sorry.
You wouldn't.
It's like an old married couple, right? And you didn't notice when you get a haircut or shave your face.
Sorry, man.
It's hard to notice on this face.
Apologize.
No, you don't need to apologize.
I'm a twice a week guy. I do once, shave it all off. Halfway through the week, it gets itchy under here. I shave this and let it grow out and then shave it all off again.
I just kept some chin music. That's about it.
Yep. Spencer Torkelson going tonight. Chuck Money going tomorrow as the Tigers try and close out a series against Houston.
Spencer Torkelson going tonight?
Did I say Spencer Torkelson? Tarik Skubal, my apologies,
him
going
too.
Tonight. I expect Tork to be in the lineup.
Yeah.
But Tarik Skubal going tonight.
Skubal's a better option.
I would say so. Skubal, last couple of outings, not quite up to his standard. Now, standard's damn high. But in the last 18 and two-thirds innings, he's allowed 10 earned runs. So not quite Skubal-like. But now the Minnesota game that he won last time out, he had one really dreadful inning. But was pretty much good outside.
He was outstanding outside of it, yeah.
Yep. But I think with Hunter Brown on the other side, marquee opponent in town, playoff chase, all that, I expect elite Skubal tonight. I think we're going to see the best of Tarik Skubal tonight. And he has faced, did he face Houston earlier in the year? No, this is his first appearance this year against Houston. So,
and the Tigers did not face Hunter Brown this year either.
Haven't they?
No.
Are you mad at them when a Wayne State kid ends up on another team?
Am I mad? No.
Yeah.
I'm happy for the kid that he's in the majors.
I am happy. But I mean, are you mad he's not a Tiger is what I'm saying.
I mean, he's outstanding, so I'd love to see him in a tiny uniform, but no, I'm not mad about it.
Yeah.
I think it's really cool when you see, you know, even the McKinstry story, right? It's cool. Kid from Central, he's here. It was cool, the Eric Haas story, you know, local kid getting a chance to play. It was cool.
I feel like baseball lends itself to more of kids from obscure schools like Seattle University.
Right.
Or kids that come out of nowhere and make it. I mean, I know what happens in other sports. Maybe it's because people aren't paying attention to baseball at the lower levels like they do with the football and basketball. But it really does feel like the sport is anybody can make it from any level.
Well, and plus you got the high school kids too. Kids
yeah.
never went to college. Either they were really high draft picks or they just had no desire to go to college and they were late draft picks but just went straight from high school to the minors. Those stories are great. You know, chasing the dream. I can't imagine what it would be like to have that kind of athletic ability and have the opportunity to chase that dream, to be, among the elite in that sport that makes it to the major leagues, that has the chance to make it to the major leagues. And that's why when you think about how tough it is, how impossible that dream is to be not only make it to a major league roster, but be an everyday player and maybe be an all-star. Or good God, if you're a Hall of Famer, the odds of that happening are so small. It's you can't help but just wonder at what's happened to this.
Well, it's such a difficult sport because I feel like it is just littered with landmines. Once a weakness is exposed, you could be done. You could be absolutely done.
Yeah.
So
you get exposed. You get exposed.
No surprise. It's tough. All right. So Rico Beard has sauntered into the studio and joins us now here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, sir.
Gentlemen.
You been good?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Glad to hear it.
Yeah, it's always fun to take a couple of days off.
Yeah? Anything exciting?
So good, I think I'm going to do it again this week.
Anything exciting to report back?
No. That's always, no, nope. Probably should have timed it up better than to have construction done on your off day. As it starts at, hammering starts at 7 o'clock.
Oh, you got some home rental project going on?
Yeah, in my basement.
Oh, the basement,
so,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So they're like, yeah, we're going to come by. I was like, okay.
So is it going to
be? We got to have it done by Lions.
Right, that's
ready,
what I'm like,
it's
okay.
It's going to be ready before football.
So, yeah, I ended up just saying screw it and went up to actually went up to our old stomping ground up in East Lansing yesterday to pick up my parking credentials.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio happening now, connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
For the season, so.
Okay.
Did you stop at Jersey Giant?
I did not. I did not stop at Jersey Giant this time. But the whole, it's like so much construction, Gator. It's just like, okay, it took me an extra 20 minutes just to get out of town.
Oh.
Because I went Trowbridge, but hot psych! Nope, you're too late to turn around, but you can't go either way. You got to go 127. And then I'm up on Grand River. Yeah,
that's right where Giant is, though.
Right, but then it was like this gigantic traffic jam because all traffic was there. So I'm like, yeah, I'm just gonna leave. I'm gonna opt out. You know what? Better planning next. I feel like I let you down.
Next time, Okemos.
I let you down, Decatur.
It's okay.
I've got three construction zones between home and work, and then today I noticed cones set up on the side of the road as part of my reroute, and I'm like. Yeah, I guess when you want them to fix the roads, this is what it means. But God, it's frustrating.
As they say, when you pray for rain, you got to deal with the mud. So
yeah,
and then I got to actually see those new lanes that they put in because we're always here during the show. But you know the extra lanes on the freeway. It's like, oh, this is kind of cool. It's extra lanes.
So, a 96?
Yeah.
So between where and where? Between
like between what is it? Like
Brighton
and Novi? Or yeah.
Oh, Brighton and Novi. Okay.
Yeah, they opened up those extra lanes.
Oh, that's. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Now they have like the X in the far left lane.
So you never get to see them until I was like, oh.
I know that as well. Yeah.
I feel like I just need to drive in this thing just because.
Just
because
I can.
Yeah.
What are you guys leading off with?
The Sergey news of well, you know, about damn time.
Okay.
Like, really? And I had a question, and I'm going to ask the people, was I just being cynical? Like, is this about Sergey, or is this a little bit of a distraction of don't look at this current team? Remember the past. You felt good about the past. Stanley Cups. Hockey Town.
Have a great show. Stay safe, everyone, and treat each other with respect. 97.1.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio happening now, connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.